here in beautiful historic New Bedford. No, the scallops aren't on the menu there right now, but Bob Vanas joins us from Washington, Executive Director of Saving Seafood, who is here to chat with us and talk about a NOAA vessel losing a camera. First of all, Bob, it's been a long time. Great to have you back on the airwaves.
Far too long, Phil. Great to talk to you, and please give my best to your lovely wife, Celeste.
I will, buddy. I certainly will. I want to take a look at the story that is appearing in today's Standard Times about a scallop camera perhaps snared by a sunken ship. Are you familiar with the story?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay. Give us what you know about this.
Well, the vessel, there's a device called a HabCam, Habitat Camera. It's, you know, we all know, everybody in New Bedford knows the story of Kevin Stokesbury's survey where he drops a pyramid and they take pictures of the ocean bottom. The Habitat Camera was developed by NOAA. It's a far more sophisticated piece of equipment. And, you know, because it's more sophisticated and more expensive doesn't necessarily mean it's better than what Kevin was doing. Because part of the concern now is that whereas Kevin has these pyramids built that go down and take pictures, it's pretty simple. I mean, they're not cheap, but they're not $450,000.
Yeah.
You know, equipment gets lost when you go to sea. It's a perilous business. What was happening is they basically fly this thing. It's a little bit like a submarine, and it's a very sophisticated computer-controlled device. Well, unfortunately, they flew it, if you will, in the water into a wreck, a very well-known wreck. And that's really the thing here that's troubling, is that the Beau Mariner was a famous tragic situation in 2004. 20-something crew members died, and it's a tanker. It's large. It's an enormous chemical tanker that was fortunately empty of toxic chemicals at the time of the wreck. But it's a well-known, charted wreck. It's there. Everybody knows it. Now, what was happening is a volunteer was actually piloting the HabCam at the time that this happened. And I wouldn't entirely blame the volunteer because, frankly, they shouldn't have been towing it over that location. So it was a combination of really bad circumstances. The reason that the volunteer was doing it is because you might have also heard the story about the Bigelow, the
yes.
NOAA research vessel, the Bigelow. And that was another series of fiascos. It was painted incorrectly at the wrong time of year at the Brooklyn Navy Yard, and then it had problems with its generators. So the Bigelow, which surveys for ground fish and other, you know, fish that swim, as opposed to scallops, which live on the bottom, the Bigelow is also missing some time, and it's over a month late, which is a huge problem because, you know, fish move based on the water temperature. So you want to do the survey at the same time every year.
Wow.
And now we have both surveys, both the scallop survey and the groundfish survey, being delayed. Another major issue with the scallop survey is they lease a vessel from the university consortium in Delaware. So they only have a certain amount of time to get out there and do all of this. And so basically now the HabCam is missing. They have a plan. They're going to go out there and look for it with a drone. If they don't find it, well, that's going to be a problem because it's a $500,000 piece of equipment.
Yeah.
But they do have an older unit, which they'll continue with, but it's just it's a problem.
Bob, let me ask you quickly here. Bob Vanas, Executive Director of Saving Seafood with me. Is this loss, this camera's HabCam, going to affect the catch limits at all, do you think?
I mean, that's it's hard to extract from this one incident to that. I mean, the larger issue really is, I want to be really clear, this is not time to go crucify Dr. Bill Karp at the Science Center on this issue. Dr. Karp has been arguing for some time that we should be using actual fishing vessels. We should have fishing vessels as a backup, for example, in the Bigelow situation, so that we shouldn't be relying on this one research vessel, so that if something goes wrong, we have a backup. And the Fishery Survival Fund, which actually started right down the street from you in Fairhaven with Marge Orman and company years ago.
Sure.
The Fishery Survival Fund has been arguing for some time that the scallop survey should not be done, the federal scallop survey shouldn't be done just by one single piece of equipment on one single vessel,
yeah.
but that rather there should be backups. And, of course, this whole situation is compounded this year by the fact that Kevin Stokesbury's survey at the University of Massachusetts was not funded. And so they were really relying on this survey to be this year's survey. So it's a real problem.
Yeah.
Whether it would affect quotas, you know, there's a long process between the survey to the assessment to the quotas, and obviously everybody is going to take into account, we hope they will take into account the problems with the survey. But it's,
so how are they going to get any idea of what's on the bottom of the sea? Do they have other ways? Dredging?
Well, NOAA is saying that they're going to be able to make up for lost time. The scallop industry folks, Drew Minkiewicz, for example, from the Fisheries Survival Fund, is concerned that that doesn't really make sense, that if they plan to go out for a certain amount of time, they do that because they need it. I think really the big issue is that we need higher-ups at NOAA to listen to what Dr. Karp has been saying about needing backups on the groundfish survey, and we need everybody at NOAA to pay attention to what the Survival Fund has been saying about having backups on the scallop survey. And all in all, I think it demonstrates the need for cooperative research, the need for scientists to go out with fishermen who know what they're doing, who know how to fish, who know where to fish,
yeah.
and also the need for multiple surveys. One of the good things about the scallop industry is it has not been simply reliant on government data. It has had the survey done by the University of Massachusetts for years. It's also had another survey done by the Virginia Institute of Marine Science at the College of William and Mary out of Portsmouth and Williamsburg, Virginia. So redundancy is a good thing, right? NASA has learned that sometimes the hard way,
yep.
and I think that's the message here: is that we need our elected officials to put pressure on NOAA. We need NOAA to actually start thinking about redundancy, both in their own surveys and also backups through working with fishermen.
Yeah. The timing of this, Bob, comes a little over a month after the National Marine Fisheries Service under NOAA denied, the scallop survey funding to, a well-known, respected scientist, Kevin Stokesbury at UMass Dartmouth's School for Marine and Science, SMAST. So,
That is a real problem,
yeah.
and a serious concern. And part of the difficulty there is that when the money actually comes from the scallop industry, it comes from the scallop set aside. But the way the law works is because the scallopers have agreed to put some part of the catch aside and sell that catch and use that money for research, it doesn't mean they get to decide precisely how the money is spent. Under federal law, when you do that, the agency is required to pick an anonymous panel of experts who rate the different different proposals based on a lot of factors and make the determination. I don't really want to get into how that was done because, frankly, it's intentionally done sort of behind the curtain so that you can't go out and attack the people who do the evaluations. But the timing. The timing of all of these incidents could not be more poignant. One, having this survey that has been so relied upon for so long not funded this year, then the Bigelow not getting out of the starting gate out of the Brooklyn Navy Yard on time, and then when it got out in the water, having mechanical issues with its Italian-made generators, and then the scallop survey vessel, the federal scallop survey vessel, the HABCAM, which frankly NOAA has been arguing, is the great savior of ocean surveying, having that driven into a known wreck because
yep.
it was towed over a known wreck and piloted by a volunteer at the time, it's three for three.
You framed it perfectly, as you always do. Bob, thank you so much. We miss you, and thank you very much. Call in once in a while. Let us know what's happening with Saving Seafood.
I will do that. Good talking to you, Phil.
Here always. Bob Vanas, ladies and gentlemen, the executive director of Saving Seafood.
The Morning Mayor, Phil Palaiologos, on New Bedford's News Talk Station, 1420 WBSM.